City of Sydney, home of corruption, loose money and sleaze.
Do not enter the city.
It's the city where everybody fails upwards. The city where you can't walk 5 metres without somebody selling you drugs, Botox, or fucking gelato Messina. And in this glittering glory hole, it takes a keen eye to separate the haves from the have-mores. Separate the dodgy property developers from the really, really dodgy property developers. It takes a team who knows Sydney so well that they've had the good sense to broadcast this show from an entirely different city altogether.
Ladies and gentlemen,
on Sydney's Triple M, this is Radio Chaser.
Yeah, Charles, Mark, Reese, and Dom with you on the day of Origin! Number two. A lot of excitement here at Triple M, of course. You can listen to the game if you're not out there. Not everyone's quite as excited as some. Charles, what was it you called JT yesterday?
Jamie Thurston.
The rest of us is absolutely pumped.
Who exists. He exists.
Right. We'll hear more about Jamie Thurston later in the show, actually. Charles, let's just say Charles had the guts to ask Matty Johns about Jamie Thurston. We'll hear that a bit later on. We've also got a Know Your Enemy quiz. A lot of Queenslanders are down for Origin 2. We have a quiz only for those from New South Wales, only for the cockroaches. No cane toads allowed. That's the principle right here for the next 2 hours on Radio Chaser.
104.9. Triple M.
Radio Chaser.
Origin today. I'm going out. Cannot wait. Can the Blues win Game 2, put away the series, having smashed the Maroons 28-4? Up at Suncorp. Incredibly exciting times. Commentators are a little bit divided. Now, Reese, you're a league man. Mm. How do you see this playing out tonight?
I actually think Queensland are going to get it. I don't like to say it, but I think it's true.
Out the door.
No. Let me continue.
Back it up.
I'll tell you why. It's all about Jonathan Thurston, okay? This is his last year playing Origin, okay? Yeah. He is retired from representative football at the end of this year. So he's the only two possible Origins that he could play in the rest of his life is the next two. He's going to make a big difference. He's the game maker. He's the playmaker. He's the most important person in this game. Mm. You've also got Billy Slater, those two hooking up. You've got Cooper Cronk and you've got Cameron Smith. Those Warriors, they're actually going to tip this in the Maroons' favour. There's no question.
All right. If you think Reece Muldoon is wrong, and I think Reece Muldoon is wrong, if you think New South Wales have got this, 133-53, convince Reece he's wrong. Frankly, you probably know more about league than most of the panels. So 133-53, tell Reece he's wrong. I want someone to make a convincing argument that New South Wales have got this. I mean, my argument is Jared Hayne was a bit rusty game one. We know that now that he threw up at half time. This is the game where he will absolutely be set loose, I reckon.
And it's home ground advantage.
There's going to be 80,000 Blues fans out there.
Yeah, but the thing to keep in mind too is if Queensland win this, we then go to Suncorp in Queensland. Mm. And New South Wales have only ever won at Suncorp in a decider twice.
Oh, mate, don't remind me. The only Origin game I've ever been to before was Game 2 in 2013. When it was exactly the same. We smashed them in Queensland unexpectedly. Went out there expecting a win. It would have been the first one in however many years it was. Mm. And we got absolutely smashed. It was so devastating. And I'm wondering if it was me.
I think there's some other factors we're not taking into account here. I mean, obviously, JT, he's been in the game for, 15 years? He must be in his mid-50s by now.
Good point. He's 34 years old. Yeah. Like, the question is, are the Maroons over the hill? I say they are.
But all the people you mentioned are really old. Like, Slater
and Smith and Cronk.
Yeah. They're legends, but they're over it.
They've got one more game in them. Don't worry about that. Yeah. And that's all that matters. They've only got two games. Okay. One is the first one.
I think we also need to consider the fact that New South Wales got to celebrate the Queen's birthday last week. They're well rested.
Yes,
Queensland doesn't get it till October.
Look, frankly, they get it an hour late.
With all respect to our colleagues at Triple M Brisbane, the Maroons legends are about 3 months away from being the grill team of Brisbane. Like, they are going to hang up the boots very, very soon. So, look, 133-53, can you convince Reece he's wrong? We'll take some calls. 133-53. Someone's got to make the argument here that Reece Muldoon is wrong. That the Blues have got this in the bag, I reckon.
Well, I was in a cafe this morning and every single person, they're all going for the Blues and everything.
Of course they are.
They all thought that Queensland would win.
It's because we're scarred.
It's about reality. Yeah. It's about actual reality.
It's about Jonathan Thurston.
It is.
We are scarred. That's why. New South Wales fans, we've had so many years in the doghouse. Let's go to the phone. Samantha's on the line from Penrith. Hey, Samantha.
Hey, guys.
Now, we need someone to convince Reece Muldoon that he's wrong. JT's not going to win this for the Maroons.
No,
not the Jonathan Thurston team. It's the Maroons. I'm sick and tired of everyone saying it's all their Jonathan Thurston.
It's 12 other players.
Exactly. It's not just him. So what? There's the Jonathan Thurston Maroons and the Jonathan Thurston CA Cowboys. There's more than one player. And if you guys are relying on one player...
Yep.
Then I'm sorry, but I wouldn't get your hopes up because he's had so many injuries this year.
Well, that's the injuries are the thing, aren't they? Thanks, Samantha. That's a strong argument. So it's not a one-man team. There's other players.
Nobody said it was. Nobody said it was, Samantha. There's also Slater, Cronk and Smith.
Come on. To the front bench of your retirement home.
It's a four-man team.
All right, let's go to Tony in Bass Hill. 133-53 is the number here at Triple M. Hey, Tony.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Can you talk some sense into Reece Muldoon, please?
Of course, mate. I just want to say the Blues are definitely going to win this one because it's a full team, mate. We've got a forward pack. Imagine the bench. Iklema, Trbojevic, Wade, Graham. And then we've got five fullbacks playing on the same side. How are you going to win this, mate? If you get five Jonathan Thurston, you're not going to go near it.
And yeah. Look, game one, it was all about Fifita. Has JT got what it takes to stop Fifita? I say he doesn't. Not a chance.
No one. Who's going to go near him? The bloke is massive. Can you see these charges he's made, the uploads he can make? We can throw the ball around all day. It's a clear day. There's no rain, nothing around. We've got this, mate.
No rain. Yeah, Blind Melon will be very pleased with the conditions today. Beautiful. Thanks, Tony. Oh, look, we'll find out tonight. And tomorrow we're going to come back. Someone's going to have egg on their face. I'm going to predict right now Reece Muldoon's face is going to be blue with blue egg.
Nah.
104.9. Triple M. Radio Chaser.
Yes, it is Origin Day here at the M's.
And you're going out there tonight, aren't you,
Don? I am heading out there. I cannot wait.
You should probably leave now if you're going to beat the traffic.
Yes.
Good point. No, it's all about the train. That's a great chance to get up close in person with some Maroons. So I'm going to potentially interview and annoy them. We'll see how we go. We'll see how safe I feel in a train full of Queenslanders. They are everywhere. We're going to have a quiz very shortly to help educate cockroaches like us about the Maroons and all things Queensland. In the meantime, though, it's all going to be Jarryd Hayne. The Telstra tracker is going to show the Hayne plane circling all over the field, Reece Muldoon, crossing the try line repeatedly. It's going to be an amazing Telstra tracker graph.
I just actually can't even hear any conviction in your voice. Like, it just is like, yeah, Hayne is going to go.
No, but did you see Origin 1?
I loved it. It was an incredible game, and the Blues were magnificent. No disputing it.
But the Telstra tracker, that's the GPS thing that they're now attached to.
They hook a GPS.
Yes.
All the players
it
now.
They're all basically Ubers out there.
It's brilliant. It makes lots more statistics for the audience and everything like that. It makes it far more like cricket. The whole show is a lot more like cricket. It's so much nicer.
I can see why you would appreciate that, Joel.
Yeah, there's no hotspot yet, but yeah.
Finally bringing more maths to rugby league.
Yes, exactly.
It is a numbers game. Sorely lacking.
Yeah. So look, it has added something. The GPS trackers on all the players. We've got a bit of a clip here of how the Telstra tracker went down in Origin 1.
And the scores are level in this thrilling State of Origin clash.
All players tonight have been attached to the Telstra Tracker GPS, which allows us to track the position of everyone.
Let's go to the white line because that's where the action is in rugby league. The white line.
Yes, the Blues have been very focused on that white line for weeks now.
We've lost one of our trackers heading off to a well-known but unnamed Gold Coast motel.
And he must have been warming up with the weights. He's got a lot of white powder on his hands.
I got it back to Suncorp Stadium and it looks like one of the Blues has wandered off. Yep, according to the Telstra tracker, Jarryd Hayne has wandered off the field and is heading towards the dressing room.
He's known for leaving. I wonder what he's up to now. He's opening the door. He's walking past the lockers.
And straight to the toilets. Is he going to use a urinal?
He's going to use the urinal. He's almost there. No, he's turned left and he's taking a stall and he's sitting down.
Jarryd Hayne is taking a dump. He is taking a massive dump. And we know that. Thank you to the Telstra tracker.
Let's zoom in on all the action.
Really?
Oi, what are you doing? Hey, get out of here. I'm taking a dump.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
There you go. That's some Origin music. We have a quiz for you. 133-53. It's all about Queensland. No Queenslanders allowed. Stay out of it, cane toads. Cockroaches only. 133-53. Give us a call. Answer some true or false questions about Queensland. You could win a Chaser prize pack. But remember, no cane toads allowed.
I hate it every day.
Guaranteed. 100%. Oh. Call free.
Triple M.
Triple M. Radio Chaser.
Yes, it certainly is. Our daily quiz for today is all about Queensland. It is for cockroaches only. No cane toads allowed. 133353, a chaser prize pack up for grabs. If you can answer some simple, true or false questions about Queensland. Daryl from Narellan is first up. Hey, Daryl.
Hi, how are you going?
Do you solemnly swear that you are not a Queenslander?
Yeah, I got two blue eyes, mate.
Excellent. Welcome to the show. You're very welcome. First question, true or false? Queensland's coat of arms contains a declared pest.
True.
And it's true. Well done. Excellent work.
Yeah,
it is the red deer, which is also found on the jerseys of declared pests. Queenslanders. All right. Second question for you is true or false? Queensland is the home of the Lamington National Park. Is that actually a thing?
No, that's false.
Actually, it's true. Sorry, mate. 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. If you want to play, Billy's up next from Wollumbi. Hey, Billy.
How you going, man?
Yeah, very well. Welcome aboard. So, yes, Queensland is the home of the Lamington National Park, which contains the Vegemite Swamp and the Pavlova Hills. No, it's not true. It's on the border of New South Wales, actually, the Lamington National Park. Next question. Are you ready for this, Billy? The reason why Brisbane is nicknamed Bris Vegas is because that was going to be the original name. Then they changed the name to Brisbane at the last minute. Is that true or false?
False.
Yeah, it's false. The original name of Brisbane was actually much stupider. They were going to call it Eden Glassie, which is after Edinburgh and Glasgow. Glassie, an incredibly bad idea. Brisbane.
But they still stuck with Perth. They still went with Perth for Perth.
Ed and Glassie sound like a breakfast radio duo. You're listening to radio with Ed and Glassie.
Ed and Glassie. Yeah, true.
Brisbane's number one.
Ed and Glassie, I cut you.
All right, Billy. Next question. Queensland contains some of the world's oldest dinosaur tracks. True or false?
True.
Yeah, of course, time moves very differently. North of the border, daylight saving, dinosaurs. Absolutely right. Okay, how about this one? Before Forex, Billy, Castlemaine used to make a beer called 3X. True or false?
False.
It's actually true. Amazingly enough, yes, the X's indicated strength, and there was a 3X sparkling ale, and apparently you can still buy it if you go to the brewery if you want to drink Queensland beer. I don't know why you would.
Okay, it's gone off, but you can drink it.
Yeah. It's still got it. Nathan in Wetherill Park. G'day, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Are you a blue?
Most definitely, sir.
Oh, wow. Very glad to hear it. All right. Next question is, so think of the Queensland coat of arms. Is the motto on that coat of arms in Latin, is it translated as never trust a cockroach? True or false?
False.
Yeah, that's false. It's actually bold but faithful, which I think is equally untrue. Ooh, of Queensland. Final question for you, Nathan. A prize pack up for grabs here. Is it true or false that Queensland, the whole of Queensland, was once known by the name New South Wales?
Oh, bugger.
Yes.
If you looked at a map, would you have seen Queensland? But the whole thing would have been actually New South Wales. True or false?
True.
It's yes! True.
Yeah! It's true. Suck on that, Queensland.
Queensland was...
We gave you part of New South Wales
until the 6th of June 1859. In other words, Queensland's origin was New South Wales. In other words, New South Wales has never lost a state of origin. 104.9 Triple M Radio Chaser. The show made in Sydney about Sydney. We love it local here at Radio Chaser. We love talking about your light rail.
For Sydney, in Sydney, by Sydney.
All Sydney, all the time here. That's it. Radio Chaser. And indeed, we love local news so much that we sent Rhys Muldoon on a mission.
Yes.
To find local news from elsewhere in the world. Fortunately, there's, I think it's a website or a Twitter account or something.
It's actually a Twitter account called Crap Local News. And that instantly drew my attention. And I have some very special nuggets here to share.
Please pass the nuggets.
Okay. Here is the
pass
first
the
one.
Steaming nuggets.
Yes, I'd like to have a meal without a toy in it. Yes. So the first story is, the headline is, robber is caught by the old codger, is the headline.
Okay.
A woman aged 93 fought off a robber by grabbing his genitals. And the feisty grandmother held on to the man until police arrived. Soya Popova claims her strong grip is down to years of milking goats. A police spokesman said the robber's screams alerted neighbours in the Lithuanian town of Klaipeda.
Oh, wow. It's like a reverse Donald Trump, isn't it? The genital grab.
That's very good work. But the fact that she, that years of milking goats. And that she explained that. Somebody said, how did you hold on to his knob for so long? Yeah. And she said, it is down to my years of milking goats.
Yeah, he writhed. He tried to get out of it. But she had strong muscles. So if you want to fight off attackers, go and milk some goats, Sydney.
Now, this is very special in how crap it really is. Woman finds a hat in a tree.
Oh, hold the presses.
Absolutely. Don't... A hat has been found up a tree in Bilton. The woolen head garment, which is red and has a bobble, was discovered on Tuesday by Bilton Lane resident Sharon Bromance, 43. Quote, I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw it up there, she said. I got it down with a stick and I put it on a fence post. The owner now has until April 10 to reclaim the hat, after which it will be destroyed.
I love the description of the hat. Can you read it again?
The description of the hat is red and has a bobble.
I think the bigger news story here is that there's someone named Bromance.
Yeah. Oh, Sharon Bromance.
Isn't that what you and...
And like Sharon, sharing Bromance.
Isn't that what you and Charles have, a bromance?
A little bromance? A little bromance? Yeah, maybe a little bit of touch and
look, I'm just... The frustrating thing about that story, Reese, is that you haven't got the second half. Like, did the hat get claimed?
That's
I want to know.
Look,
I cannot
they've got a
sleep.
Reporter waiting there, obviously, with the hat.
I'm outside
to see if anybody
the tree.
Yeah, right now, waiting with the hat. Someone's approaching. No, they're not.
And if you have lost a red hat with a bobble, may as well try it on. Why not?
Yeah, okay, we've got another one here too. A caller in West Greeley reported that there was
Where is West Greeley?
These are all, exactly, somewhere in England.
Oh, they're all from the UK, of course
they are. They seem to be all UK to me. Okay, a caller in West Greeley, wherever the hell that is.
Well, it's west of East Greeley, buddy, of course.
A caller has reported that there was a very large black bird in the backyard with a wingspan of 2 feet. The caller said the bird was not being aggressive but was scary because of its size. Officers found the bird was actually a barbecue cover.
That's it.
Like, it's terrifying. I've got one last one. I've got one last one, which I think is very special. This is actually kind of a story, which I want to know more about. Robber is caught by the old codger is the headline. A woman. I've just said
we
that. Sorry. I've got the other one. No, here it is. Watford. Justice prevails. Harry Brenton. The hateful octogenarian. I just like that.
Wow.
The hateful octogenarian.
I'll get those children.
Yes, exactly. The hateful octogenarian who patiently filled chocolate eggs with dog feces. Before planting them in the village green where the Easter egg hunt was meant to take place, has been jailed for 40 days.
Oh. That's completely unjust.
You don't want to know what's in the cream eggs.
Radio Chaser. Triple M. Charles, Mark, Reese, and Dom with you. Time now for the Nation's favourite segment.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
It is a special origin edition of Cat's Pyjamas or Cat's Piss today. Three stories from the news, all somehow related to matters origin. I'm going to put them to the panel, find out are they cat's pyjamas or cat's piss. The first story comes from the Courier Mail.
There's a problem straight away.
And they've cat's reported piss. Quite seriously, this is making news in Brisbane today. That Jonathan Thurston has got a tenant for his apartment in Leichhardt, Sydney. So the question of the panel, renting an apartment from Jonathan Thurston, Maroons legend, would that be cat's pyjamas or cat's piss?
Well, he's clearly a billionaire, isn't he, if he owns something in Sydney, especially in Leichhardt.
Can I just quickly just point out to our listeners too, Dom, I'm just reading over your shoulder, the headline is actually... Jonathan Thurston scores a tenant in Leichhardt.
Yeah, because the rule is in Queensland, if there isn't a footy metaphor, they don't understand the news. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah,
so he scores a tenant in Leichhardt. That's possibly the only scoring he'll do today. Boom!
Whoa!
That is
so,
huge,
what do you think?
News,
would you have JT as a landlord, cat's pyjamas or cat's piss panel?
I would definitely have him as a landlord. I think he'd be an amazing landlord. I think he'd be very hands-off. I think he'd let you do what you wanted, apart from maybe paint the building blue.
Huh.
That would be an issue, you know. But no, I think he'd be a wonderful landlord because he really wouldn't care.
Well, this person's obviously a traitor, so it's cat's piss. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's cat's piss as well. Although you could actually see him in person and then just sort of injure him.
Well, I've got an idea.
When you're handing over the rent.
You're a very nasty person,
Charles. I've got an idea, actually. If the new tenant is listening and has already moved in, if you trash the place to the point where the landlord gets involved and has to call JT,
better do it
saying,
now.
Mate, your apartment's in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to suggest you set it on fire, but if it were he'd be so distracted.
He gets a call on his Telstra tracker saying, oh, you got to come out to Leichhardt.
Hey, get on a plane, JT. Get on a plane. Don't play. Yeah, that's actually, sorry, no, he's in Sydney. So, yeah.
Okay, so wait, just to get this clear, Charles has suggested assaulting him, and you've suggested burning down his house.
Yeah, look, it's not a good time to make jokes about burning down houses. I apologise for that. But no, just trash the house. JT can't play Origin 2. It's all good. All right, next story. Origin themed here. This is from ABC, of course, in, I think, regional Queensland, in Capricornia.
Yep.
They have produced State of Origin blue and maroon sausages. Look at these.
Purple. No, yeah. No, or cat's piss.
Blue. That's just cat's
total
piss. Cat's
they
pajamas.
Are bright no. blue sausages.
Are you suggesting for a second that a bit of food dye is going to be worse than what's actually in a sausage?
Reece, you were here for State of Origin 1,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, with the donuts.
No, not just the donuts. Did you try the hamburgers? They had blue and
admittedly, I
pink.
Did not try the hamburger. I don't like hamburgers for breakfast. It's just a thing.
They were the worst thing in the world. Like blue hamburgers. Yeah. It looked like it was off. They look like they're off.
Green eggs
cat's
and ham.
Cat's piss.
Well, I love this because it was like, we want to do something for Origin. Last year we had balloons. This year, hideous sausages is what they thought of. The good news is, though, if they don't get bought, they're going to be turned into blue and maroon rissoles.
Yeah, this is cat's piss. I'm sorry. I just can't eat. But hey, which state is this?
Of course it's in Queensland.
Oh, yeah. Because no one's eating those.
The blue sausages don't actually exist. No one's buying them.
He's so very proud, too. The photo of our butcher. He's holding them up.
Very
proud. Look at my blue sausages.
He's a Queenslander.
He's got low standards. Does sound slightly rude, doesn't it?
Mate,
look at my beautiful blue sausage. All right.
It's Dan Moraine.
We're in the locker room at it, Homebush. All right, final story here, also from the Courier Mail. They are... kind of conceding defeat a bit here. This is interesting in the state of mind of Queenslanders today. It says, a perfect day to discover we've beaten the Blues. Forget State of Origin 2. Queenslanders are already celebrating a decisive victory over New South Wales in the latest domestic tourism stats. So my question to you panel, going to Queensland, cat's pyjamas or cat's piss? Is this ridiculous?
No, cat's pyjamas. Going to Queensland is cat's pyjamas. But you'd never want to live there. You just want to just visit
you don't want
there
to
and
have the origin of there, all right?
Yeah,
what's good about going to Queensland?
You go there
it's
and
Hollywood
you gloat.
On the Gold Coast.
You gloat. I went up to Queensland after the State of Origin 1 and just spent a day gloating.
Have you ever been to Suncorp Stadium when it's packed with Maroons fans? You would not be gloating. You would be keeping your head down going, go Maroons. I know you, Charles. You would absolutely be going for the Maroons.
Yeah,
you would be keeping your head down.
I'd be saying, go Jamie Thurston. Go Jamie Thurston.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Yeah, the state budget came down yesterday in New South Wales, and the government, in a sense, declared war on fat kids. Kind of. $100 per family if you got a kid to try and enrol them in exercise programs.
Yes, it's called the Active Kids Rebate. $100. Each family gets $100, and it's supposed to be used for registration and membership of swimming lessons and other sporting classes. Mm. Now, I think that this is extremely tone deaf of the New South Wales government. What they actually need is an inactive kids rebate, you know, that pays $100 for in-app purchases for games and things like that on your iPad and everything like that. Because that is something that families in New South Wales could use.
Yes, you must be going bankrupt with all the in-app purchases.
Yes, right. Yeah, because the whole scheme is going to cost $207 million of New South Wales taxpayers' money to sort of give it away to sporting and swimming and everything like that.
And these kids...
I spend $207 million on in-app purchases... Yes. You know, just for the kids.
And kids today, they're going to be living in virtual reality in the future anyway. They can be as fit as they want in the VR world. So forget about the physical world.
And look, even if you want your kids to go for a run or whatever, it's incredibly easy. All you do is say, your iPad's at the other end of the oval. They will sprint over there faster than anything you've ever seen.
Well, this was the whole genius of Pokemon Go, is you just go...
Actually had to walk places.
Yeah, to walk places.
Right.
First time my kids have walked in about 3 years. But no, there's other sort of things. So the government had $4.5 billion to give away in this budget, and boy, did they give it away. They spent $1 billion on new roads for Western Sydney.
That's a good thing.
Because that's what Sydney Roads needs, more road work.
Absolutely.
They've clearly listened to the people of Western Sydney and gone, you need more road work
out
there.
Do you love bitumen? Yeah.
Well, the thing that I'm most confused about is that they put a lot more money into Newcastle Light Rail. Now, if you know Newcastle, you want to get out of there as fast as possible.
Oh,
they need
a
fast train.
Harsh.
They don't need a light rail.
But I love how they got rid of the train and then they went, we'll have to spend a whole lot of money on
trains. Rebuilding a train.
Yeah. I actually like the light rail in Newcastle, but it's a whole other debate. But it is weird. They're just sort of slinging money everywhere.
A debate I'd go to.
They're like a
is
drunk...
the light rail in Newcastle good or
seriously,
not?
Seriously, if you know people from Newcastle.
First speaker for the affirmative, Dom Knight.
They've been talking about this.
Then what a fascinating topic.
450,000 people for the negative. The entire Newcastle.
I used to broadcast it in Newcastle, and honestly, the light rail conversation, that's the end of the night. Like,
the big
good
story
nights.
In Newcastle was about fig trees. The whole Newcastle, if you just go and mention fig trees in Newcastle, they all talk about whether you cut down fig trees or not. That's the topic in Newcastle.
I just think it's good that in Newcastle, politicians are handing out money not in a brown paper bag. That's a pretty
yes,
big
like,
improvement
this is
on...
I shouldn't say his name. a man who was recently arrested, who's a mayor of somewhere in
I think he got convicted Queensland. Anyway.
Did he?
Yeah, little Sally.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry. The
man in the pyjamas.
Anyway, back to the budget.
No, so stamp duty. They've just they've reduced stamp
About
duty.
About time. Good work.
On lots and lots of different houses, up to 850,000, different schemes, all reduced, which means that houses can now be more expensive. It'll now unleash the price of Sydney houses, because that's what we need.
They were being kept artificially low, weren't they? Thank you, government, for doing that.
Stamping down, anyway.
But there's money for first homeowners as well, like a bit of a stamp duty concession. It's like, I think it's something like 600 grand or something.
Yeah, they're reintroducing the thing that they abolished 4 years ago, which was a discount on stamp duty for first home buyers. Right.
So if you don't own a place in Sydney.
They've been keeping everyone out of the housing market until the prices got so large that, you know, they just want you to get back into it. Like,
if you ever dreamt of owning property in Sydney, though, this is very good news. If you don't have a place now.
And it is a dream, by the way.
If you don't own a place now, all you need to do is go to our friends at the Capsule Hotel. They've got a very nice capsule they'll sell you for at least 600 grand. Triple M, Radio Chaser. Now, look, I hate to twist the knife yet again, but one of my favourite moments so far in the entire history of Radio Chaser came yesterday. We were introducing a quiz. We just talked. Reece Muldoon unfolded his theory that Jonathan Thurston was going to win the Maroons Origin 2, which I still very strongly disagree with. But anyway, and Charles, having just heard this theory, decided to refer back to it. Sydney is where the quality is, guys. Well, Reece is from Canberra, but you've moved to Sydney.
I moved to Sydney.
And he likes decision. Jamie Thurston. He seems to love Jamie Thurston. Seems to have
Jamie Thurston. Who is Jamie Thurston?
Don't talk about rugby league.
The facade. The facade.
Oh, that was yesterday. Charles heard a little bit of rugby league knowledge and just jumped in.
Dom, I thought you'd forgotten about that incident.
So look, we've been having a lot of fun with it, and Charles, what have you got to say for yourself today? Do you feel bad about it? Like Origin's coming up. Are you still?
Can you just stop teasing me? Like, no, actually, I'll tell you the thing is, I actually went back and looked up Wikipedia and did a bit of research, and there is actually a player called Jamie Thurston.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
There's not.
No.
He plays rugby league.
He plays rugby league. No, he was pivotal in game 4 of the State of Origin in 2012. He was totally pivotal. No, he is like a significant figure in, you know, State of Origin history.
Where's your proof, Charles?
You got to prove it.
I've put together a whole report about it.
It's Origin time. New South Wales versus Victoria. And there's one name on the lips of every rugby fan. Thurston. Jamie Thurston. But surprisingly little is known about this legend of the game. Jamie showed promise early on, being accepted into the Junior Rugby Academy of the Western Sydney Razorbacks. On a school trip to Canberra, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, he made himself a promise. No one would forget his name. He soon became a fan favourite with the Canberra Raybans before cementing his legend status with the Manly Seawords, becoming arguably the greatest scrotum half of his generation. It wasn't long until Jamie became immortal, thanks to his signature play, a last-minute touchdown in Game 4 of the 2012 State of Origin. Jamie Thurston is inside the three-point line. He sidesteps Jamie Hayne, fakes a pass to Jamie Slater, and oh yes, swish for Jamie Thurston. Remember this man's name, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be hearing a lot more of that name from me. But the highlight of his career came at the 2014 Daly M Awards.
For the very first time in the history of the Daly M Awards, there are two winners,
Jamie
Thurston and Jared Hayne.
When people think of legends of the game, they think of Alfie Langham, Mike Meninga, Cronker Coop, and now Jamie Thurston. But don't take my word for it. Here's Matty Johns.
Oh, Jonathan Thurston, JT. Look, he's going to be one of the immortals of the game, and as long as they play rugby league, they'll talk about Jonathan Thurston.
But what about Jamie Thurston?
Are you some sort of quit?
Jamie Thurston. Out of all the seconds I've spent glimpsing rugby games, he's the best player I've ever seen. And I will never forget the name, Jeremy Thurston.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
It's Lunchtime Radio's Night of Nights. Welcome to the Chaser Awards. With your award-winning host, Dom Knight of Knights.
Thank you. Please refer to me as that. from now on. Who's got a Chaser Award to hand out?
I do, Dom Knight of Knights.
Thank you, Reese Muldoon of Muldoons.
I have an award. Can you make it a kind of like a sort of an inverse award, like a black hole version of the sun kind of award? This is just like a, oh my Lord, I don't like you very much award. Pauline Hanson has just said in a breaking story that autistic children should be removed from classrooms.
What?
And that they are holding back other children. But she obviously still thinks that One Nation should remain in the Senate for their great contribution to Australian life.
What a horrible, horrible woman.
Just horrible. Like she would know anything about what she's talking about. Anyway, but that's my kind of reverse award.
Education, actually. Malcolm Roberts, I think, came out and said that boys shouldn't bother going to school between the ages of 4 and 18. They should just be out doing work. And that's how you learn science. Yeah.
I'd love to give an award to another awards show.
Meta.
Yes, absolutely. I want to recognise the Helpman Awards. Now, the Helpmans, as all Triple M listeners will know, recognise the best in Australian theatre, musicals, ballet. Triple M listeners know this.
Anyway,
Robert Helpman. Yes. The point is, one of the nominees in the category for best costume design, we're all across this, is Cecil Beaton for his work his work on My Fair Lady. Now, the reason I find this interesting is because he designed the costumes in 1956 and died in 1980.
Wow.
Helpman nominee Cecil Beaton. So well done. That's
well done, Cecil, reaching out from the grave.
That's it. I think they're going for the most posthumous award.
I think the organisers might need a bit of Helpman. I want to give an award to the people who decided to designate today as National Selfie Day.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Nobody do it. Nobody. Don't embolden them. They'll start having National Selfie Week, and then I know we can't with the word in Australia. It's the worst thing we've ever done.
It's a slippery slope. How long before National Dick Pic Day? I ask you.
Yep.
How long?
And you don't want to do it on the coldest day of the year either, if you're going to go to Dick Pics.
It's the shortest day of the year.
But have you seen the new app, the new selfie app? There's a great new selfie app which actually tells you when you're going to die.
Based on your selfie. You send in a photo and they go, you will die in the year 2052.
Yeah, it analyzes the traits of your face. You know how you can make yourself older and younger and everything like that? It actually analyzes your face and it works out from its sort of statistics and everything like that.
If only Cecil Beaton had
when you're likely to die.
Well, it's going to be much better. I'm heading to Origin. If you go to the game or if you're listening at home, keep it locked on Triple M, of course, the only place to call the game. Ugly Phil up next. We'll catch you tomorrow when Reese will be proved wrong. JT will not win Origin 2 for the Maroons. See ya. Radio Chaser. Triple M.